Hi, stories of survival from Everest and K2. Edited by Clint Willis. Read by Eric Conger, George Guidel, Simon Preble, and Alan Sklar. Audio edited by Kirk Miller and produced by Elisa Weberman and Alfred Martino. This is a Listen and Live audio production. Introduction. Everest and K2 serve many purposes these days. Advertisers use their names to evoke danger, hardship, courage, size, difficulty, and ambition. Journalists have tried to transform the two mountains into celebrities. Travel companies have tried to reduce them to tourist destinations. Climbers have used both mountains as garbage dumps and exploited them to build resumes and reputations. The list of first Everest ascents is seemingly endless, from first Australian ascent to first ascent by a Japanese woman over 40. We've done our best to make these mountains boring. It won't work. The writers whose work is anthologized here have been to the mountains and brought back the truth, which in reality is never boring. Matt Dickinson tells us what it's like for an amateur to climb a swaying aluminum ladder high on Everest's North Col route. We understand something of his fear. Jim Habrill waits for the sunrise over China to slow the wind from the summit of K2 and warm his extremities. We are convinced he is cold. Chris Bonington watches through a telescope as his friends Peter Boardman and Joe Tasker creep along Everest's northeast ridge in 1982.